is a mimig. In a lot of houses, more in America from Eretz Yisrael, that when the light goes off in Shabbos, so they call a goy. They know you're not allowed to tell the goy to light in Shabbos. So they call the goy, and they tell the goy it's dark. And the goy understands to put on the light. And some people think that you're allowed to do it. On the Pashtas, it's a Isur Gomu. The Pashtas, it's a Isur Gomu. And we have to know, there's a lot of Pirte Alochas in them. And if a person doesn't know the Alochas, he could be nichshel every time in Amir Lenochri and Anoim in Ma'ase Shabbos. There's a lot of machlokes in Apoiskim. So I want to start, we'll start the Yesoides, we'll start the Alochas, maybe we'll not finish it in one time. But these Alochas, you have to hear Takim Mitchilo Ve'atsoif, because the Protim are Mishtanim, and it's all different Kulas and all different Echetimtses. Olam again kiseida. Is the isu amiro lenochri b'shabes v'yontef? Is the isu amiro lenochri b'shabes v'yontef? There's a lot of places in Gemara, a lot of places in Shulchan Aruch. The Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Chof Aleph brings down a more, even if a person has a fire and everything is burning in his house, he's not allowed to tell the goy. He's not allowed to tell the goy, my house is burning. He will lose all of his money. The Pashtus was mevur in the Gemara, you're not allowed to tell the goy, my house is burning. The goyin in Yeredeye learns out from here in Simen Kufn and Zayin that a person is mechuyev to give all of his money not to be over a Yisu. As the goyin learns out, only could be a sakone that the whole houses, the whole city will burn down. All the moshul is mezuzas there, or different zachen. So then you're allowed to. But stand to tell a goy, there's no heter stand to tell a goy. Now, be'etzem, to shut a fire is a isur de rabbonon. It's not a isur de raisa. We pass him melocha shein etzricha legufa, it's the rabbonon. When a filu hochi is mevur in the Gemara, that is the issue when a person, his house is burning, he's not allowed to tell a goy, come shut the fire. I will lose all of my money. Issu ramiro, we call it shvus de shvus, is the issu ramiro lenochri, even if I will lose all of my money, to tell him a furish, to shut the fire. The Mishneh Brura and Simen Reish Nun Gimel, and Sharatzion, Sivkot and Tzadik Dalet, he paskins like this la aloche. Hainu afilu dvorim she'en bem rak isur de rabbonon, de isur amiro le'akum hu afilu be isur de rabbonon, zek dushar atzir. We paskin that even in the isur de rabbonon is isur amir le'akum. And in shin zayin, sifkot mches. Now, this isur includes four echetimtzes. You're not allowed to tell him in Shabbos to do a isur. You're not allowed to tell him in Shabbos to do an Isur for you after Shabbos. You're not allowed to tell the goy in Shabbos, Herzachai, Motzei Shabbos, please you could send this in the mail. I want to buy this house after Shabbos, you can make this deal for me. Is the Isur Amire b'Shabbos to a Nochri to make a Meloche? All the fuck out. You come to a hotel before Shabbos, you meet the goy, you tell him Herzachai, Shabbos morning, put on the light 10 o'clock, take it off 12 o'clock. Before Shabbos, it's also Isur Amira. So the Isur Amira is Sai in Shabbos, Sai before Shabbos to do in Shabbos, Sai in Shabbos to do after Shabbos. Why is the Isur Amira Lenochri? There's a lot of reasons. In the Bes Yosef, in Simon Reishman Dalet, he brings down a smag, it's a mechilte, Tichsiv kol meloche lo yose, lo yose, lo itase, Loyato, Loy Haverho, Loyanochri. And the Bis Yosef is mistapek if it's a deraisa de Rabbonon. The Bis Yosef has a tzad that Amira le Nochri is deraisa. Rashi brings down Aterem and Shmois Yudbeis, this drosha. Lemaisa, the Daaskenim says it's the Rabbonon. Asmachte ve'alme Sharatzion Reishmem Gimel Sivkot Gimel. He brings down this Mechilta. He says Avad is the Rabbonon. Even that the Bis Yosef was mistapek, it's the Rabbonon. But the Bis Yosef had a tzad, it's a Isur Deiraisa. So one Isur is Asmachte Azeh Luisasu Kol Meloche. The Rambam in Perek Vov Aloche Aleph, the Rambam brings down Sheloiti Shabbos Kalo Beineyem Ve'yavoyu la'asois be'atzmo. Sheloiti ha'shabos kalo be'eneyem ve'yavoyu la'asois be'atzmo. The reason is the Isur Amir le'nochri is because if you be allowed to, Shabbos will be light and then you'll do melochri yourself. Rashi Nabedizore brings down the third reason, sin of Kiminis, mimtzoi cheftzecho midaber dovo. Zog the Shulchan Aruch Harav that this is the nafkemine. Mitzad lemoshul shelo iti Shabbos kalo beinecho. If you tell him to do it in Shabbos, to do motzi Shabbos, he's not doing a melacha in Shabbos. Or mitzad the mechilte. Or mitzad daber dover, so daber dover. Or the fakert. So if you tell him before Shabbos, so it's not daber dover. Or shelo iti Shabbos kalo beinecho. Or klisase kol melacha. Rashi in Shabbos kuf nun gimel brings another reason. He says because the Nochri is Shluchi Shelo Yisrael V'yashlichus La'akum L'chumre. Till here it's Poshet. So this halacha, I think everyone knows that is the Isur of Avodat Bisundas. It's one of these halachas that where I go, Alemol, people don't know this halacha klar, and we'll see Baal why. But it's reasons that why Klal Yisrael are so, you know, Nizr and Hilchi Shabbos. But mitzad sheni, these halachas are so not klar. Shreklach. But let me get. So we have four reasons why you're not allowed to say. Aber ze isur odo deiraiz odo verabonon isur amir lenochri b'shabes. We'll go weiter. Zog dem ishnebur en simen shin zayen sivkot nayin vov. Keshem she'osur loimar le'akum osur le'rames derech tzivui. Sivkot nayin vov. Osur le'rames derech tzivui. Aber shaloi bederech tzivui bederech sipur shori. I will give some examples. What is tzivui and what is not bederech? To tell the guy to do it, no way. When you're not telling the guy, bederech remes. Like the Mishnah Berurah, there's two kinds of derech remes. There's one derech remes, the Moshe, you tell him, again, not to pass him from these cases till we finish the end, because, but we'll start. What is the pashtus? You tell the guy it's very hard to sleep, it's light. You're allowed to. But all different problems. You're allowed to. I can't sleep, it's light. So the guy chaps alein to close the light. But you're not allowed to tell him, why last week you didn't shut the light when I couldn't fall asleep? So he gets the hint that he has to do it. When you tell him, I can't sleep, it's dark. I hear, Shana Maisa. Shana Maisa. Doesn't know that he has to close. But, if you tell him, why you didn't close? Why you didn't close? So then, he chaps the remes. It's awesome. The Mishnah Berurah brings down in Shin Zayin, Lemoshul, Sivkot Nayin Vov. Osur lirmois, the gamzeo michlal amir le'akum. Kim shal ois, behu adin she osur lemo le'beshabes, she yovin she yase. Arkin osur lemo le'akum, she yekaneh chotmoi. Lemoshul, he says, people have a candle, and on top of the candle is like, it's jumping. So you tell the guy, wipe your nose. He looks, wipe your nose. So it means the nose of the candle. The Mishnah Berurah is not allowed to tell him. Because you're telling him, so you're calling it nose. Like some people, instead of money, they say apples and Shabbos, oranges, different minhagim. Yeah. So that doesn't help to tell the guy. This is what Shmuel says. You're telling him to do it. On the motion, they bring down. A person writes before Shabbos, please shut the light. And he picks up the hand. It says, please shut the light. Doesn't make a difference. Lemaisa, you're giving him the hint. Mishabur says, it doesn't make a difference how you're telling him it. But, if you're just telling him a story, that's like Mishabur. Akshayimer, ain't a male yofe. Or ain't a yofe likroi. Vishumea akum shori, the ain't a michal amir. But, Zog de Shmir Shabbos Kilchosa, you're not allowed to tell him these words. Please make a favor. I can't sleep. These words. You go over to go. Please make me a favor. I can't fall asleep. Not tell him to shut the light. Don't say, please shut the light. You can tell him, I can't fall asleep. But don't please make me a favor. So I asked him tonight. I called him up. I asked him, what would be Lamashal? I can't fall asleep in my room. I'm as long as I sleep in Bisholem. I can't fall asleep. Again, could be all of these achan and not mutal bichlala, but I can't fall asleep. So I go down to the dining room, I find one of the goyim. Now, I can't fall asleep. He'll look at me, so what? So I tell him, please make a favor, come with me. He comes to the room. Come to the room, you tell him, I can't fall asleep. He says, this you're allowed to. And if he's in the room, you can't tell him, please make a favor, I can't fall asleep. Because he understands, please close the light. But you're allowed to tell him, please make a favor, come with me. Come, I need you. He comes, I can't fall asleep. I would feel that it's also called the Maisi telling him. Elzog that is mutal. Yesham milis. Now, so be'etzem, because these are loches, I think these are loches most people know, and this is the beginning of the problem. We're speaking now Simon loche de reise, Simon loche de rabbonon. We speak in a normal case on the terim tzar choyle tzar mitzvah. This will get different the terim later. Moshe the Shmir Shabbos holds you're allowed to tell him there's no toilet paper in the toilet. There's no toilet paper in the bathroom. Not everyone is masking, but the Shmir Shabbos holds you're allowed to tell the guy there's no toilet paper. So he understands to cut toilet paper. Nisht ala masking, but as I said, the Shmir Shabbos. Now, so because these two halachas are famous, that is the Isur Amir Lenochri, but Bederech Remez is Mutar, so from this, all the people, when they have problems, they call a guy, they say a hint, is another halach in Hilchei Shabbos. Osur Lehenois Mimeloche She'osu Al Yedei Nochri. The halach is, if a guy comes over to you in Shabbos and opens a light for you, you didn't ask him. You're not allowed to use the light because he did it for you. Osu lehena is mimelocha azei shteit shinzayin tzivkot niyud alef. You're not allowed to. Zog de Mishne Brura. Umikol mokoim lo yehena Yisrael moisu melocha ad achar ha-shabes. Kedin akum shosu melocha lezerich Yisrael. If Akum made a melocha l'tzerich Yisrael, Yisrael is not allowed to be nene from that melocha. Now, the halacha is like this. If you did a melocha d'oraisa, we'll speak later what happened if you did a melocha d'rabbanan. Abul Amaren Israf a melocha d'oraisa. So the Mishnah Berurah says, there's two kinds of melochas. If he lit in a candle for me, I'm not allowed to be nene from the candle. I'm not allowed to read. I'm not allowed to read. If the guy lights a candle for me, I'm not allowed to read. If the guy shuts the candle for me, I'm allowed to go to sleep. Because I'm not nene from the melocha. When there's no light here, I'm not nene. Or, if it was already light in the room, and I could read, but I can't read so good, and the guy adds light, then I'm allowed to stay in the room to light. So the halacha is like this. If a guy made a melocha because I told himself or I told him to do a melocha or beremes, I'm not allowed to be nene from this light. Now the halacha is like this. If I told a guy, please put on the light for me or beremes, and he did it, I'm mechuyev to leave the room. I'm not allowed to stay here, even without reading. If I'm in a room, and I tell the guy, please put on the light, and then I have 1 second, I now learn that it's a mistake what people say that you're allowed to tell the guy to light. Yeah? They call the guy, they tell him it's dark here. So the guy lights, and has to run out of the room. Sometimes you're in a house, and it happens. Yeah? You go to Amaratzim, and the light goes off, you know, all these simchas, but we'll get to them, and one of the other, it goes off, the guy puts it on, everyone has to run out from the simcha. If you could walk out, if you, but we'll see about, you close your eyes when you walk out. I remember it happened when I was in Kulteire, they put it on, so it's called Bochum, you know, they closed the, and they started to bump into the oil, because, you know, they can't see. You're not allowed to be near from the light. But we'll see a meiser, was the time to have some safer. Now, if the guy comes to light and you see him lighting and you're not stopping him, you don't have to leave the room, but you're not allowed to read. If the guy does it, even that you tell him to stop, you're allowed to read. So again, if you told the guy to light or the beremize, you have to leave the room. If the guy did it on his own, Lamazogin, you're in a kiddush and a simcha shehar brachas, and everything collapses. So the guy goes to the switch and picks it up. So you don't have to leave the shehar brachas, but you can't read, you can't use the benches, you can't do nothing. But we come to a teirim, mokim mitzvah, not, Lamazogin, there's no mitzvah. Stam, you know, a unit, as a achves, some bochim get together, yeah? So then you don't have a heter. Then you're not allowed to use it. Now, some people hold that if the guy did it on his own, you're allowed to use it ledvar mitzvah, because mitzvah is lav lehenes nitnu. So learning Gemara is lav lehenes nitnu. Benching is lav lehenes nitnu. Now, after we know this halacha, I'm going shlav by shlav. So these two halachas don't fit together. We know you're not allowed to tell a guy if the light goes off in Shabbos, is no heter to tell the guy to do it for you. We're not going now to a terim or mokim mitzvah. You're not allowed to, no mokim mitzvah. Still, you want to read a book, you don't have a heter to tell the guy to put on the light for you. Beremize, we said you're allowed to. The Hainu, I can't read. But there's a different problem. When the guy comes to put on the light, even if you would not tell him to put on the light, If the guy passes in the hallway and he sees the light is off and you put it on, you're not allowed to read. And if you meramis to him, you have to leave. So the mashal, we'll take a normal family, they're sitting in Shabbos after the meal and the light goes off. So they go to call a guy. So first is the Isur Amire. So they remember, they learn Amol, that Remiza, you tell the guy it's dark. Tell the guy it's dark. He comes to put the light, you have to push him out of the house. And if he did it, everyone has to run away from the house. So what is the Yechatimtze? This kasha, the Mishneh Brura asks us B'teich HaDvorim and Shin Zayin, Sivkotnai involved. That you're not allowed to tell the guy, but you could say, I can't see. Ve'ein le'eser mitam shenene mimelecha she'oso ha'akum. The ein ze'anoe, because before was light anyways. So the Mishneh Brura has one teretz. Why are you allowed to tell the guy it's dark when there's light anyway in the room? The candle is lighting, just a jumping. The top has like a little piece, like Mishneh Brura calls it, to wipe the nose. A little epis on the top of the light that you want the guy to fix. Or the marshal, it's candles, Shabbos candles in the room. Just the main electricity went off, the electric went off. Then the remise, you're allowed to tell the guy to put it on. Oh, when there's no electric on anymore, the air conditioner went off, and you're telling the guy to put it on. When he comes to put it on, even Beremiza, you have to stop him. So this is Be'etzem, the Aleph base, before going in Chumra Aleph. This is what Shlomo Zalman Auerbach said. Mainly, he doesn't know why some people, there's one Choshev Rav that passes like that, but about we're going without that Choshev Rav, that is no heter in the world to tell a guy Beremiza to put on lights, to do something. Mokim Choyli, we'll go later to different. But when there's no Mokim Choyli, or different Eterim that we'll see about, mitzad etzem ha'amira lenochi is no heter. And even b'remize. Today people, they want the coffee. The plug went out of the coffee machine. They call the guy, yeah? Every little zach, they call the guy. So nishtok talking heter. So what is the heter? There's no heter divine. Again, if it's the light anyway, you said then it's the anders out. But there's no light. Now, come, we'll start with challenges that happen. You have a yeshiva. I'm just saying the aloch is duch echetim to be a bit leichter. You have a yeshiva, a choshev yeshiva, 1,000 bachrim, and the light goes off lel Shabbos. What you do? So the best eitza is, if you could, we don't have to go to yeshiva. Maybe we could go back to the house. We're going to the house and the light goes off. Now we know that it's a mistake. We can't call the guy anymore. It's no more eitzah. So what do you do? You're holding in your house, Shabbos night, the light goes off after the meal, not even tzarech mitzvah anymore, the suda is finished. Vos tutman, there's no light. Vos tutman. So the Pashta Eitza is, you call a guy, and you tell him, listen, we have a Gishmaka chant here. And the way that you're allowed to take out the chant, yeah? There's a Gishmaka chant here. You want to come to eat Kishke, and he does. I'm saying, he says, oh, but it's dark here. It's dark here. Oh, so then, the guy puts on the light. And then you're allowed to. Because the guy put on the light for himself. He didn't put it on for you. When you, Nene, Agav, he put it on for himself. As a Bavus the Meister, they said, one of the Tamid HaChachomim was learning by night, and the candles went off. So he went to call a guy. Called the guy. He told the guy, you know, he wanted to drink at his mashke. He called the, you know, the shamer of the city. You know, a big guy, a guy, a crazy guy. The guy came, he want, you know, some... Yash, they call it that. He said, yeah, brother. He said, but I can't find it. Put on the candle. The guy drinks. Finishing, he says, thank you very much. He blows the candle and he leaves. Kitzer. And again and again. So, Lemaise, the Ramah says, Lemaise, we bring down for Chubas Maram that you're allowed to tell him after you put it on, okay, now I'm very happy that you put it on, don't blow it off. The Moltke brings down that Yesh Oyvim that you're not allowed to. First tell him that I can't give you yash without lighting the candle. But after I can't find the yash portion. But after he put on the light, you can tell him. Okay, what would be lemaise if you don't have what to serve to the guy? Zog de prime godim and shin zayin en heter boru lemashenoya gim lehadlik ner al yedei akum b'shabes lispalel b'asor. The prime godim brings down was a minig to tell the guy, Remize, was the meaning that they told the guy to light the candles when the light went off in a yeshiva. The meaning was to tell him, but he doesn't know what is the heter. In Sefer Yoshiv Moshe, they bring down that he was maker. Betziruf that the Bura brings down in Reisha and Vav. That shitas abalaitu shemutar leima leakum lehad likner lesuda Shabbos, the svir lei mutar amir leakum afilu b'meloche gmura b'mokim mitzvah shalpize noagu rabim leokel b'dovor letzavois leakum lehad likner lesuda Shabbos bifrat besuda schasno emile ve'ein moiche b'yodom v'yesh lehachmir b'mokim she'en tzerich godel d'oroi v'poiskim chalkim atzvor ezu. Shabur says, the Maise the Oilim HaMachmir, we're not saying Mechadat. But it's given a Balaitu, that Balaitu holds, Letzorech Mitzvah, you're allowed to tell a guy. So we, the Maise, are not saying Mechadat. But it's a Yeshiva, it's a Tzorech Godel. So some Achroinim are making. They say, Pchatskin Avramsky was Matir. Now, the Melochim Umnairich from Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein and Rav Neuwelt and the Baal Shmir Shabbos, they hold that there's no real heter. Only if it's mamash It's a different Beis Medrash. They could learn a different Beis Medrash. He told me that he remembers that when one of the chief rabbis was a Rav in Tel Aviv, in his shul, the light went off in Shabbos, and he let the guy to put it on. And he sent him a letter, "How you matir, Amir Lenochri?" And he said, "I hold Tzeri Godl, but Tzeri with the Tzeri Godl." So, the shaila is like this. We'll start Keseda. So, some people in America are matir. Again, some people in America, every time when they have a problem, they call the guy. This, I'm saying, is a choshev rov that is matir. The vile, I don't want to say his name, because the vile is loshonore. Maybe we'll get later to a heter, we'll master what is the mocking for that shita. But in the meals, in the Suda Shabbos, some people in America are matir. Or the marshal, some yeshivas are matir. Goes off, they put it on. Some yeshivas. We said, yesh al malismuich, and big yeshivas, yesh al malismuich. Or, some Americans mocking Suda Shabbos, the Ramah brings down, grabim no agul ha'okim. Suda Shabbos. Now, the shayla happens to you, lemaisa, yeah? A bocher goes away for his cousins to Ra'anana for Shabbos, yeah? And the light goes off, and after half an hour, you know, it comes on. They told the guy, you're allowed to, or you have to jump out the house or not. Yeah, if the guy did it for you, you have to leave. Not enough to close your light, the eyes. You have to leave. So the mice, what is the halacha lemaise? So they asked Rabbi Eliashiv, and Rabbi Eliashiv said a grace sekula here, that if these people think that they're allowed to, ve'amiratzim, although you say the Americans don't have such a minig, and they do it, you're allowed to be nere. Why? Is it isur to nere? Is it isur to say, and is it isur to nere? They hold both things are mutter. So Rabbi Eliashiv, it says in Mishneh Brura and Simen Shin Yud Ches, Siv Kotten Beis, et kule gdeel for Rabbi Shemazal, for Rabbi Eliashiv. Shin Yud Ches, Siv Kotten Beis, it says in Mishneh Brura, Kol Shiyesh Sofek Plukte, Ein le'esor b'di'evet. Dekol ha'isur rak b'di'rabonon shekonsu. Sveiket d'rabonon lekula. Evi machloikes b'di'evet, if it was done, val de'isur of nene. See, about the machloikes, why? Aber as de'isur is nene, so b'di'evet it's muta. Val is a machloikes. So Rabbi Yashu says, if the person is amazed, he knows you're not allowed to. Aber he had a big nisoy and a lot of guests. He told the guy, he knows inside himself it's not right. So leave after it. But if Lama Zogin, he didn't know the halacha, he told you allowed to. And then Lama Zogin, he remembers the shir that we said today not to. Or his son. Amaratzis. In the way you're allowed to tell your father, Zogin B'liashiv, side the son and side the father could stay there. Father's a plukta and they did it beheta. You're allowed to stay there. So I think that this is a pshat of Mishneh Brura. The Mishneh Brura is interesting. And Reisha involved when he brings that minig that people did it. So Loshon Ramah is like this: Rabim noagu lahokel letzavis leakum lehalik neiros letzir suda Shabbos besuda schatnes umile ve'ein moicha biyodom umutov shiushogigim ve'aliyu mezidim. The Mishneh Brura, it's good not to tell them that they're not allowed to, because this is the pshat. And while they think that they're allowed to, so but the Eved, after they did it, Yeshal Melismach. It's one Avla, the person that says it. But all the kids in the house, I know, no one has to feel bad now that when he was a kid, his parents Alamol used his goyim. Because even if Lama Zogin, the Shittas, that it's also, and we passing the mice that it's also, Tzayrech, Godl, Mitzvah, Gdeil, we also see a Machlekes, so you could be Mekel. The Yeshivas, some Yeshivas are Mekel, but Tzayrech, Godl. See later, maybe different ways how to do it, to tell the guy to do it, B'shinui, but I'm not going now on protein, different Amiras. We're speaking on a normal Amira, Miramize, Snezel, Bezach. This is the reason the Mokernat. was an interessante Meise in Breschburg bei der Yeshiva von der Chasam Sefer was a Bacher his name was Yoina Leib Mendelssohn. He was a masmid, a young Bacher, masmid sat and learned day and night, Bekitzer, before he left them, then he went up to Eretz Yisrael. A couple of weeks before he left the yeshiva, Shabbos Shachris, they see he's missing. He never missed Shachris. Kitzer, so the roommates were very worried, maybe something happened to him. So they went to his room, and from far they heard him learning. He said, no, Mr. Tommy, no, he's learning, he forgot that it's time to daven. They come close to the room, they see he's walking inside the room, with, you know, a towel around his head, tied, and he's sitting and learning. They asked him what happened. He said yesterday night he was learning, and the candles was mamish really getting small. He had a shomer there that it would not. And the guy came and said, oh, your candle is finishing. And the guy went and he rang him a big candle. Put a lot of gas, oiled off inside the candle, it will light. So he was machmir on himself. Even though here we said if the guy did it, you don't have to. And he didn't want to be nene, but he wanted to learn. So he put a towel on his head and he started to learn. He didn't realize it became morning already. It's really time to shachis. So he was learning, and didn't chat. It became morning. So when they came, he was sure that he didn't go to sleep yet. Now, what is the getter of the Isur? The getter of the Isur is either why taki you're not allowed to be nelef on Maaseh Shabbos, either because it's a gzeire that you will go to tell the guy to do it, or because lemaise you're having a nelef on Maaseh Shabbos. So now I want to go to the next step. Let me start with that. Again, without klolim from the head, we're going on the base halachas. And here is a modnezach that we'll see a poor chidushim come out of this. We're going to say that. We know one halacha we learned this week that is the isur amira lenochri b'shabbos. Four or five reasons. One halacha. Is a halacha if a goy did something for Shabbos? Is the isur hanoef un maise goy? Taisa says why? Gzeire shem ayoyim aloy. Mishabur brings it down. Rashi says because you nana mi maise Shabbos. And is a third halacha. That when the goy comes to my house and he's doing for me a noe, I have to tell him to stop. As I said, that you have to tell the goy to stop. Right, these are the three halachas. So we ask the shaila: is the isur amir lenochri? We know. Bederech remez sheloi bederech tzivui, you're allowed to. Amir lenochri is also bederech remez sheloi bederech tzivui, you're allowed to. We ask the kasha, but what's with nene mi maise Shabbos? So the Mishnah Berurah, yeah, avad, if you nene for maise Shabbos, you're not allowed to be there remes to tell him that it's dark. Because then he's nene. Only if it's a candle anyway. You're allowed to tell him the derech remes, I can't fall asleep. Because then you're not nene from goof what he did. You're not nene from the goof. He just shut the light. But mele, you can fall asleep. This is the reason Shmuel Shabbos Paskins, you can tell him I can't sleep. Or you could tell him the gas is running for no reason. Yeshiva. Yeah, they took off the pots and the gas. There's 100 gas is lighting. You tell him, oh, a waste of the money. So he shuts the gas. You're not nene from the Maisa Kibui. Or the marshal, the fridge, this is really a chiddush. The fridge gets spoiled. The plug goes off in the fridge. Tell him, oh, the meat is getting spoiled. When he puts on the light, he doesn't make the meat to be good. The meat is good. He's making the germs not to come into the meat to spoil the meat. That's minyas revach. This is gone. He's not saving the tzach. He's just making it not to get spoiled. It's a chidush. As the ma'ase said, the temp. As I said, we said to cut toilet paper. Shmuel Shabbos also is matter, but this is really not so poshut. Then Shmuel Shabbos explains also because be'etzem, even if he doesn't cut the toilet paper, you could use it even when it's not cut. It's not convenient, it's nish lemaisa dik. But lemaisa, the paper is near. It's not creating the paper for you. It's not lemaisa dik. For oil, cover the bris, we'll see, nish ala maskim with that. But there's a lot of coolness we'll see later that you're allowed to tell a guy. I'm saying again, and the normal lichatimtzis. See, we're speaking now, we'll try after God, there's maybe 1,000 different lichatimtzis that we have to dance. But in these lichatimtzis, the Shmir Shabbos passes that it's mutter. Kumt Rebel Yashiv, and his Adim Rav Zilberstein and Sefer Melochim Boom Naich, and Tainas, that it's awesome. Even when you can't fall asleep, you're not allowed to tell the guy, "Oi, I'm disturbed. I can't fall asleep. Oi, the gas is running. Chaval ala kesef." You're saying it, you think gas. It happens in the boiler. "Oi, we forgot to leave. We left the boiler on." And that's I'm also stopping pikuach nefesh. But, "Oi, I left the boiler on. Vos vazayin. I left the washing machine on. The big yeshivas. Oi, the ovens are on for Shabbos. The shower is all the mezachim." Shem Zalman says, "Ah, that is mutter. I'm not nene for the goof of Melocha. It's manias. So, but derech remez, you're allowed to not the derech tzibu." Zogt Rebbe Eliashiv, "But it's a different halacha. So it's one Isur Amire, we said we took care of it, the derech remez. Isur Anoe, I'm not nene. It's light anyway. They can take the case of the light. If I have a little candle in the room, no mishal brachas, the light goes off. Oh, we have a candle. So we tell the guy, oh, it's dark. So he puts on the light. So it's not called Amnene, because you could read anyway. Lenai, so you have light here. Well, you have light from the street." Zachim Shem Rebbe Eliashiv, "You're right. But how you could tell the guy to do it is that aloha, when a guy comes to do a melocha in your house, you have to stop him. Shteyden Shulchan Aruch and Reish Mem Gimel. Siv Katan Hay. Reish Mem Gimel Siv Katan Hay. Ve'afilu k'sho'ise be'atz melocha shel Yisrael tzorich limchais be'yodoy. And merchots. A person has a store and the guy is doing ve'afilu oise be'atzmoy tzorich limchais be'yodoy. So be'atzim, every time, Zot Rebbe Eliashiv, when we're coming to Amir al-Anoch, we have three problems. One problem is Isur Amire. Remize takes care of it. Second problem is Isur Anoe. The Mishneh Brura has the kasha. Zog the Mishneh Brura, and not nene, it's light anyway. There's another problem. When the Akum does a melocha for Yisrael, you have to stop him. So you could say that, you know, if you see that by your neighbor the light goes off, go to a guy to tell him, it's not for you. But to tell him for yourself, the aloha is if a person has a house and he needs to water his garden and he comes in the morning and he sees a shegetz watering his garden, he has to tell the shegetz to stop. He sees the lights are off in his house and the electricity guy comes to fix it in Shabbos, he has to stop him. So Meile Zog Rebbe Eliashiv, you're not allowed to. Meile Rebbe Eliashiv holds Melochim Bo'um Naich that if a guy, if the light goes off in Shabbos, even if you have light in the room, even if you can't fall asleep, again, without the heter of tzarech mitzvah, tzarech gadol, these are heterim in different cases. We're speaking, and the ikar aloche. Then when it's nogea to a person, if he has the heterim or not, we'll discuss it next week. What is the heterim that a person could have, and what is the heterim that a person cannot have? When it's called that he has a heterim, when it's called that he doesn't have a heterim. But now we're speaking without the heterim. Zot Rebbe Eliashiv, osu. Frank Rebbe Eliashiv on himself, how I could say osu, the Mishneh Brura himself, who mentioned in Shin Zion, says that a person is allowed to tell the guy there's not enough light. Frank the Mishneh Brura and Shin Zion, Tzivkot Na Invov, Yochol Leim Aloi Einem Mei, the Av Al Pisha Osur Lehenois, Zot the Mishneh Brura has a different light there. Frank Rebbe Eliashiv on himself, but Lemaisa the guy is doing it for you. Rebbe Eliashiv, dear, the guy is not really doing a melocha. He's only cleaning the nose. He's taking off the pechum. He says it's like cleaning a nose there. He says it's like not real melocha. He's just putting it on a motion. Rebbe Eliashiv asks, as the Mishneh Brura says, that if letters come in Shabbos, you're allowed to tell the guy, "Oi, I don't know what says in the letter." And the guy tears the letter and he opens it. Why? It's a remise. And you're not nele from the tearing, because you're nele all from the letter inside. But the guy is doing it for you. Zog Rebbe Eliashiv, you have to tear a letter, it's not so posh. Some people, like, you know, they open bags in Shabbos. You have some people, like, they have, you know, some, I don't know how they call it, crisp, you know, what? They open potato chips. They open them in Shabbos. Yeah, some people tear in Shabbos. So while some people tear in Shabbos, so no, so the guy is tearing the envelope. It's not so bad. But a real melacha, you're not allowed to. So the Shmir Shabbos told me that Rav Shmuel Zalman told him that this is one of the things that he never managed to find the teretz on. How it could be that is a halacha that if you come to the house and you see the guy painting, you have to stop him. If you see the guy watering your house, you have to stop him. If he's putting on lights, you have to stop him. If there's a light there and you need more light, but then chemizah you're allowed to tell him. But you have to stop him. Sorry, Chiyum. But Klal Yisrael does it. So we have three madregas. We have the madrege of people that every time when something goes off in the Shabbos, they tell a goy beremize. Lefi, what we learned this week is no heter bichlal. We'll have to melamed zchus yet. Rosh Zaman holds the heter is to say, aber ze isur to binene. Doesn't help. Well, does yes. Will help the marshal, but derech remize to tell the goy, ay, next week I'll be so upset because I'm losing a lot of money in stacks. And he chaps to buy during the week. Then he allowed to. Because there's no Amire, and you're not Nene, because he's doing it after Shabbos. Then you're allowed to. Then for after Shabbos, you're allowed to tell him, oh, I have such a gmas nefesh, I don't know how I'll get Sunday, I have to go to Chutzal, I didn't buy a ticket, I have such a gmas nefesh. So he chaps Sunday, not Shabbos. And he goes and he buys you a ticket, then you're allowed to. Because you're not Nene for Maizah Shabbos. Oh, but if you're Nene for Maizah Shabbos, even the Tzor Rabbanim HaMatir, Rav Shlomo Zalman holds that it's also when I say Pashto Mishneh Berurah holds. If the Anoyah is not Migufoy, we gave some examples, the fridge goes off, or you can't sleep, the gas is running, the machines are running, the light in my Amazon, a person he forgot to close the light in his car. The Maisa, after Shabbos, if you don't shut the light, then the battery goes off. But the guy is showing it, you're not nana for the guy. So if you're allowed to tell him, oh, I forgot to show the lights in the car. So you understand, so do it. Or even Lama Zogim, sometimes the alarm goes on, mama disturbs. So I said, oh, it's my car, I don't know what to do. So he says, where's the keys? You say, I don't know, but I may be there. So then again, so you're allowed to. Oh, but Rebbe Eliashiv holds, you're not allowed to. Because all of these, only when it's Shvach and Melochas. Only when it's Shvach and Melochas. So, I'm saying, the Vail will stop here. This week I want to stop here. Matz Hashem, next week, Bli Neder, we'll go into the Halochas. It's a lot of Kulis. I want to explain. After we know this Halochic Klal, is a lot of Kulis. Lemoshel. A person has in his fridge food and Shabbos. He forgot to shut the light. When he opened the fridge, the light goes on. Lekatchile, you're allowed to tell a guy, give me food from the fridge. Lekatchile. When the guy will open the fridge, the light will go on. The Torah says, the guy is not mechaven to light the light. When he opens the fridge, he's not mechaven to put on the light. It's a psik reisha, and no one is allowed to open a fridge when the light is inside. Or there is no psik reisha by a guy. There's no amir le'akim on psikreishim. So then you're for sure allowed to. The same thing, if you forgot something in the car, you're allowed to tell the guy, go bring it to me. When he will open the door of the car, lights will go on. It's not a problem. Even though we're saying now, osur b'teras vaday, we'll see that it's tzarech mitzvah, it's tzarech choyle, shvus to shvus b'tzarech mitzvah, shvus b'shvus tzarech cotton, it's different kulas. So I'm saying, Avada is a lot of kulas, and could be that 50% of the cases is different kulas, why you be allowed to lemaisa to tell a guy. For sure, we'll have to be a shayla lemoshel. They had in one of the yeshivas, so the Rosh Yeshiva there was matir for Talmud Torah to put on the light. He was the one that holds that you're allowed to. So we said, but you're allowed to. But the problem what happened to the yeshiva is, the fuse fell down. So the guy went and just put on the fuse. Now, the Maisa, the Chont, everything went back working. So, Tzarech Talmud Torah was the Lama Zogin, the learning. Lama Zogin, even the Chont is Tzarech Talmud Torah, Kenzai. But the Moshe, they had a little hot, a little, you know, a little water, as I with a little bit of a couple cups of tea. So the Bochum wanted to know, is the Isur from there if nice the Shabbos? Is the Heter or is no Heter? Is a heter or is no heter? They had last week here, one of the neighbors here, the electricity went off. They fixed it in Shabbos. You're not allowed to mice in Shabbos. You're allowed to or not allowed to? So I'm saying, the protein, we have to go duch. But if a person wants not to be nichshel, I'm saying it because it's kedai, to remember the three klolim that we said. Isur amire, remize sheloi bederich tzibui. The isur amire goes off. You have to dantzach nene, and lefir Rebbe Eliashiv, be'etzem, you have to alam oldan, and it's a chiyuv mechot. Okay, if you machmir Rebbe Eliashiv, so this school is very, very shvach to find a chetimtze. After you pass that, you take muter or osur. Even if it's osur, then you say, one second, maybe it's a psikreishe, maybe it's a rich mitzvah, maybe I have different kulas that will go later. But not miyad to be matir to tell a guy. We don't have water to go into.